Each Thursday morning, we're joined by Troy Aikman at 7:55. And this morning, Troy stays with us because now we are also joined by the other half of the Fox A team. It's the great Joe Buck. Good morning, Joe.
I was actually calling to bid on playing golf with you guys.
Okay. Just call back later.
Yeah, you got the wrong number, but you can hang on here if you want.
it's kind of just worked out juvenile, but. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Troy has warned us about you that you can be very difficult and that we can only ask you certain questions. And I think this one has been approved. How are you doing?
That one is not on the list. And thankfully, this is radio and we're doing it over the phone. Otherwise, you'd be tempted to make eye contact with me, which is strictly prohibited.
Troy, can he?
How am I doing? I'm doing great and having fun and about to have a good weekend. I'm going to Boston for the Yankees-Red Sox on Saturday, and then like I did in college, I'll steal somebody's notes, in this case Troy Aikman's notes, on Saturday night and get up and do the Redskins and Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah, you're entering that time of year where you leave Troy for a couple of weeks. Is that a really lonely time for you when that happens?
No, I enjoy that part of my year. I just go work with McCarver, Troy. Yeah, I trade Troy in for Tim, which is fun.
Hey, I work with greatness all week long. I just want you to know that if we were together, I wouldn't be able to look at Joe, but I am looking at Brad Sham currently because we're getting ready to tape a show and then getting the opportunity to work with Joe on the weekend. So I get a little taste of greatness all week.
Man. Little did Aikman know when he hung up the, when he hung up the helmet that he would work with such wonderful people.
So what's a typical work week like for you guys when you don't have baseball? Like what day do you get into the town of the game? And kind of take us through your schedule.
I'll let Troy answer that because I'll have a tough time being honest. Go ahead, Troy.
Let him have it, Joe.
Prior to this year, Troy would get in on Fridays. I'd get in on some Fridays. Sometimes I would find myself in the city on Saturday. And, I guess our schedule is dictated somehow by John Madden. We're all beholden to how he wanted to do it way back when. So that means you get in on Friday. You go to the home team's practice facility. You talk to the players and formally the coaches. Go to dinner, get up Saturday. We used to go to the visiting team's hotel, wait around for their plane to get in, talk to players. In other words, by the time Sunday rolls around, you are sick and tired of talking about whatever game is going on that weekend, and you've pretty much worn yourself out on it. that's just the way it's done. So that's kind of what we followed, and someday Troy and I hope to break that mold.
Can you tell Joe's a little bitter about the schedule?
Yeah. Sounds like he wants to get in Sunday morning.
Sounds like Joe doesn't like to work.
Yeah, you're catching on there, Gordo. You're a quick study.
He's a lot like Gordo, that way.
Just like me.
So, Troy, do you ever find that home teams, let's say, that are hosting the Cowboys are a little guarded around you? Like, geez, if I tell something to Troy on Friday, he's going to tell his buddy Jason Garrett what we're running on.
You know,
on
for the most part, no. You know, the teams have been pretty good. Of course, now I've been doing it for so long. But even early on, the players would occasionally, I think, ask the coaches, from what I would gather, they'd say, "Hey, you know, why are we letting him in here?" And you know, there's always a little bit of a concern. We had one incident, I guess, 2 years ago in Pittsburgh. It's the only time it's happened. Is Pittsburgh was getting ready to play Dallas. And we, like Joe said, we always get in on Friday. We always go to the visiting teams or the home team's Friday practice. And when we got to Pittsburgh, their PR guy said, "Hey, coach has closed practice, and he's not letting anybody in." And it was all a result of me being there. And so that was Mike Tomlin who kept us from getting into the practice. But that's the only time that's come up.
This is Troy Aikman.
I've never seen a guy whine like Aikman when they wouldn't let him into the practice.
Yeah, I bet.
Don't you know who I am? I'm a winner.
I travel wearing my Hall of Fame jacket. I thought that would get me in the doors, but it didn't work.
Troy looks awesome. And
especially when
yellow.
It's Pittsburgh's colors. You know, I thought that would be good.
Yeah, and Joe's always referencing that Troy wears all three of his Super Bowl rings in the broadcast.
It's good, yeah. He needs more fingers. It gets a little bit embarrassing. You know, we're going to Philly, and since we're on in Dallas, I'll tell the story. Philly is wonderful, the stadium construction, because we have an entire section of fans right below us that the entire game are yelling up. And when you're standing next to Troy Aikman, or even better, you're Troy Aikman, and you're in Philadelphia, you get nice salutes. So one,
you get a great treatment. They got a lot of. What's always interesting is the things that they suggest that I do with myself during my free time.
And so at one point, Troy thinks it's a fantastic idea, because he's sick of getting berated by these fans, to hold up his ring finger with his ring on it and point to it.
Oh, no.
Which is wonderful as long as those fans know that it's his ring finger that he's pointing to and not some other digit, because I can't fight. And it would not take much for them to get over the front wall and get in our booth.
They got a little fired up with that one. And then we thought that was going to be our last visit to Philadelphia. And as luck would have it, they were hosting a playoff game 2 weeks later because some teams lost and they were like the 3 or 4 seed. And so they're hosting a game. I walk into the broadcast booth getting ready to call the next game there at Philadelphia, and there are 3 uniformed, armed police officers in our broadcast booth. And Joe was a little concerned that some of these fans might have gotten their way into the broadcast booth, so we had to cover all grounds.
Wow. So, Joe, did you grow up just knowing that you were going to follow in the footsteps of your dad, or is it something that you just figured out in college? Yeah, maybe I'll try the announcing thing.
Well, yeah. Once I looked up the definition of nepotism, and I wanted to live it and learn it and follow my dad into it. And to be honest, I mean, he and I were best friends with me growing up. He took me on all road trips around the Cardinals, some of his NFL stuff, when he do Monday Night Football with Hank. And being in that booth and being in that environment and seeing how much fun he had doing what he did for a living, I mean, we're joking around, but I'm lucky enough to do these two sports and have the best job that I've heard of. And I saw that with my dad. So the next natural thing is to go into what he was doing, and I'm glad I did.
We're visiting with the Fox A-Team, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck with us here on The Ticket. When you guys first started working together, did it click right away, or did it take a little while to get some chemistry?
Well, let me just tell you, the first time I met Joe was when I thought, after we had gotten paired to be the number one crew with Chris Collinsworth, and Joe always points out that wasn't the first time, that he actually broadcasted one of my games back when my last season with the Cowboys, but I don't recall that. So I made it to the press conference. It was, and to tell you how important I was initially, that they started the press conference without me in New York. I showed up in the middle of the press conference late as a part of the A team, and I tell you, from the time that we first started working, it's been a good friendship for Joe and I, and I've learned over the years that doesn't always happen. In fact, a lot of times it doesn't, and the play-by-play guy and the analyst, they oftentimes don't get along, and whereas Joe and I, we do. We golf together in the off season, we travel together, so it's been a great friendship. It's been a lot of fun for, gosh, this is our 9th year now that we've been working together.
But to answer your question, initially I didn't like Troy. I looked at him as a guy who thought that, you know, he had everything coming to him. He deserved special preferential treatment. It got a little testy for a while, but we had a heart-to-heart one time, and we smoothed some things out.
Now, is that a real story,
no,
Joe?
No, that's not a real story. There's nothing not to like about the guy. In fact, it's kind of annoying, and I've said this a million times, but he's the kind of guy that if you buy him a Christmas gift, we all exchange gifts, he, like, the next weekend he's got a handwritten thank you note. He's a good typist. He's won three. Oh, by the way, he's won 3 Super Bowls. It's like he's the guy that's got 37 hours in his day. He gets more stuff done than the normal. He works out ridiculously to the point where he's probably thinking about coming back and playing again. Go ahead, Troy. Tell him.
Right.
We've just been buddies, and he's right. I mean, we're lucky that we enjoy those weekends, and our families have vacationed together, and it's just something that we feel fortunate. You know, we're about the same age, and so we have a good time.
We thought you guys had one of your greatest moments this past Sunday, and it wasn't a joke that you had written out or scripted.
It was when, like most of them.
Yeah, yeah, right. It was when this moment happened in the game.
There are multiple fouls on the play. Unnecessary roughness on the kicking team number 52. Unnecessary roughness on the receiving team number 57. Those fouls offset. There's also a holding number 92 on the return team. All those fouls offset at the spot of that foul. First down, Dallas.
Man, you can't beat that for comedy, can you?
Which followed him starting out by going, personal foul number 50. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, hold on a minute.
And then he went over and tied. That, to hear Troy laugh or to have those moments, it just was such a natural human moment where this guy just had, I mean, radio doesn't do it justice because he had such a look on his face like, I have no idea what I'm talking about. And he staggered and stumbled his way through it. But it's fun to laugh in those games, and I think we've done that more and more when appropriate.
You know, I had on that situation last week, my producer was getting in my ear and he was telling me to stop laughing and making fun of the guy, and I didn't feel that it was a moment to where anyone was making fun of him. It was, you know, you try to put yourself on the couch of the fan watching it, and I just found it to be really funny, and I thought it would be fine for the viewers to hear that. And then later we got an email from Mike Pereira, who now works for Fox, and he was talking about, you know, this particular referee and, you know, what a funny moment it was. And as I said to Mike, I said, I hope he didn't feel that we were trying to embarrass him or make fun of him. We were, you know, I thought he showed a great human side of himself, and hopefully that came across, and we acted and reacted appropriately. And I hope that was the case. And it seems like it was, because it was a funny moment. I think everyone sitting at home felt the same way that Joe and I did. And that was a pretty honest reaction to what was going on at that time.
Plus, you had a few drinks in you, I think.
Well, you're not supposed to know that, but yeah, just a couple. We usually do on the early games.
Yeah, I mean, the late games, forget about it.
We also used to always get a kick out of the open for any game. It would be, you know, a couple of years ago, it was just Joe, and it would be, welcome to Philadelphia, I'm Joe Buck, Troy Aikman in a moment. It's the Redskins and the Eagles, and let's bring in Troy now. Troy, you know, you immediately went to Troy. Yeah, it was a quick moment. Now you start with a two-shot. So was it originally Joe's contract that said he had to be on camera solo, or now is it Troy's contract that demanded that he is equal time?
Yeah, that's a good question. I can tell you it's not my contract. The hell, I don't even think I got one, you know, so.
Yeah, I have a bad agent, obviously. I started with that perk. And now it's been taken away from me.
Man, you need to get that back.
It's more a question of timing, and I think the one thing is that you feel awkward when, and you'll see it, and the open's stupid anyway. I mean, I don't even know why it happens. Nobody listens to it. We're talking about stuff that's been written all week. Who cares? I guess you do it because you have to do it. But when I'm sitting there setting up who's playing or what the records are, and he's sitting there just looking at me nodding or looking at the camera awkwardly, it's kind of like, it's more to take the pressure off who's ever sitting there not talking, because you just feel like a moron.
Well, hey, we really, really enjoy your work. You guys are great every weekend. You're funny. You're informative. You have a great call of the game, and we appreciate you guys both staying on with us today.
You got it, guys. Hey, thanks.
You bet.
Thank you, Joe.
Absolutely. I'm a fan of the show, thanks to Troy. He emails me stuff, and I'm honored to be on.
Wow.
We're honored to have you.
All right.
Have fun in Philadelphia this weekend. That's Joe Buck and Troy Aikman joining us here on the ticket. The Fox A-Team, Philly and Washington is their game this Sunday.
Sounded like Joe may have been wearing the smoking jacket while talking to us there, Giorgio.
He may have been.
So relaxed. So casual.